Welcome to the Equal Care Facilitator role. The role is to find, support, represent and introduce people and their families to Equal Care Co-op's introductory service and to get their support and care relationship with their new care workers off to the best start. You'll also be the point person to go to for solving difficulties. You're carrying the caring relationships which exist between people being supported, their involved family members and the paid workers supporting them. This role is part of a pilot. Some of the activities described are dependent on the development of Equal Care's digital offering and will come into play over the course of next year. So the basics, salary is between 25 and 28K, dependent on experience and qualifications. You can choose to work full-time, part-time, flexible working is obviously fine, job shares are allowed, and you can combine it with other roles in Equal Care Co-op. Where is it? So the role geography matches the Calder Valley social work team area, so that includes Sorby Bridge, but for the first year we'll be in Hebden Bridge, Todmorden and Blackshaw Head, together with office time in Halifax. So your place of work will be the office in Halifax, which is the University Business Centre, 27 Horton Street, Halifax, HX1 1QE. You don't need a car, but it would really help with getting to people for your one-to-ones and one-to-twos. If you can drive but don't have a car, we'll sign you up to the local eco-friendly car club, Our Car. We also welcome avid cyclists. Your key circle, so that's your main team, would be people. And your link person, that's the main person to support you, it would be Kate Hammond for the first year. You would also have links yourself, and these would be independent care and support workers who you train to be equal care facilitators on an ad hoc basis, and other team members on a rotating annual basis. Circle roles, these you may be nominated into as part of your work, and these include leader, secretary, facilitator and delegate roles. Disabilities and differences are of course welcome, they are more than welcome. Actively welcome, please apply. We're disability confident and a mindful employer, and we are committed to doing our bit to erode the disability employment gap. You will need an enhanced disclosure and barring service check as part of a conditional offer for this job, and we follow the code of conduct for those. So, what will you be doing? We like and support dynamic and emerging work roles, so each section that I go through now should be treated as a mini role in its own right, and the share of time that you spend on each will change. Significant changes are agreed as part of a consent process with your circle, and you lead on your role review at least biannually, that's twice a year. You will act upon the role, helping to sculpt it and shape the experiences of facilitators who will follow in your footsteps. So the first bit, the first section, help people navigate the care system. The care system is slow, disconnected, and difficult to understand. You can help take out some of the pain in dealing with it. So this includes advocacy, sending letters on behalf of people struggling with the assessment process, social care assessment support, being a shoulder to cry on when it all gets too frustrating, being the advocate for the relationships you're carrying both internally and externally. Second section, know the people in charge of the care system in your area. Good working relationships with the people in charge can't hurt. You'll be doing your bit to make the system work in the interest of the people it's intended to serve. So this includes things like connect with GPs, social workers, hospital staff and others likely to refer into us or be in charge of people's care packages. And work with your colleagues to set up new contracts that genuinely work in the best interests of those giving and those receiving support. Third section, help people join Equal Care Co-op. Digital services are not everybody's cup of tea. We want people to be able to join and interact with Equal Care through any way they are most comfortable with, over the phone, face-to-face, and even through the post. So you would introduce people to Equal Care, tell people about the service and how to get started, have conversations with people coming onto the platform looking at the website, using telephone and chat, walking people through the application process over the phone and posting tailored information out to them, and have one-to-ones with people who want to know how it works. Now, that's the main section, being a matchmaker. The care and support relationship is fundamental. A good one can lengthen people's lives, avoid stress and burnout, preserve and protect the well-being of both people involved, and lead to much better health outcomes. For those relationships to flourish, they need grounded, committed support from others to get things off to a great start. So you would be you would have those first crucial conversations with people and their families looking for support. You carry out facilitated matches where people want these. So that means you go along for each new introduction. You write the support plan and summary profile for care workers to view and volunteers as appropriate. Ensure that the relevant contracts and consent are signed and that people are clear about expectations of one another. You get to know the independent care and support workers and community volunteers in your area. Ensure that someone is nominated to lead on coordinating the support in the person's team. This could be a family member, the person themselves, or a care and support worker. You help people use the app or use paper booklet to help them choose. And you help people select, book, and pay for trial support sessions. So, next section, support training and recruitment. The work of equal care facilitators also crosses over into a freelance ad hoc role as needed. You train independent workers in carrying out initial visits, recruit independent workers who've already gone through the full recruitment process for equal care to carry out this role on an independent basis, carrying fewer relationships. You need support or cover for any independent workers in their matching and facilitation roles. You participate in recruitment processes for independent workers joining Equal Care Co-op, that's reviewing applications and sitting on the interview panel. Next section, people-based problem solving. Relationships are complex and can get into difficulties, and the caring relationship needs support from others to thrive. You are the go-to person for new and established caring relationships that run into issues. This is for both the person getting the support and their family and the care worker. Problem solving could involve all sorts of activities. Helping to find backup at short notice must be requested by the person needing support, not the care worker, due to CQC requirements. Facilitating and resolving a disagreement. Helping a care worker raise a safeguarding concern or identifying and raising a concern yourself. Making sure that problems help to change future practice, so sharing them with the rest of the team and helping people learn from them. Next section, tell people about equal care. We don't do traditional advertising to let people know about us, but we need people to find out about us somehow, and we want to do it in a way that involves as few faces as possible before people get direct support. So this means giving talks and Q&A sessions at extra care, sheltered accommodation, health centre and other local groups, with the circle community organiser as needed, taking part in events and some community support circle meetings, posting on Equal Care's Twitter and Facebook pages, and contributing to newsletters. And then the next few sections are about the role overall. So it's kind of giving direct support. So at least 5% of your working hours should be giving direct support to someone getting social care. This isn't charged to people, and that's part of Equal Care's voluntary offering. And then contributing to the design of Equal Care's digital service. So we're building technology that fits our purpose, our ethos and our goals. And we can't do this without you. This means testing out new versions built by our developers and contributing new and improvement ideas, feeding back on difficulties that you and other people encounter, and participating in design and user testing days. And finally, co-create your own role. This role is part of a pilot and we expect it to change. We need you to help shape it. The Equal Care Facilitator role is a crucial anchor role connecting people to the platform, the cooperative, and each other. We don't know yet which of your activities will be the one most crucial to the success of people's ongoing care and support relationships and to the cooperative as a whole. We expect a lot of the tools and processes you use and participate in your day-to-day work to change and evolve, and we need your active participation in shaping these. So, what are you like? You are a calm, communicative, kind person. People feel safe around you and you inspire trust in others. You are relationship focused and able to empathise with several perspectives, family members, caregivers, and people getting support. Your writing style prioritises representing people in their own voices and does not translate people's words into medicalised or overly formal language. People can recognise themselves and feel heard and seen by your writing. You are self-directed, adaptable, and focused on solutions. You're fine with ambiguity, and if you seek clarity and don't find it, you work to create it. You are imaginative and good at seeing many possible outcomes. You see people in terms of their potential and their strengths. Now, don't be discouraged if you don't immediately recognise yourself in the description above. It's our experience that many people in caring roles are not so brilliant at seeing their own merits. If you struggle with this, get family and friends to read the paragraph above and they'll see qualities that you may have missed. So your experience and qualifications. If you've had about 70% of these experiences, that's great. The rest can be learned and we'll provide whichever training is the right fit for you. We haven't divided things into essential versus desirable, but if you can see only a few things on this list that apply to you, this may not be the right role for you right now. So, experience in facilitating small groups, one-to-one or one-to-two sessions where you are taking a supportive or leadership role, resolving conflict and concerns between individuals, teaching or coaching people one-to-one, especially about topics with a relational focus like facilitation or caring, writing care and support notes, plans and risk assessments, doing direct care and support work, using or evaluating digital products, so a care planning app, customer relationship management software, for example, support brokerage, link or social work, or a similar role involving connecting people with one another and solving problems as they arrived. Qualifications, so together with significant experience of the above that are likely to attract the higher rate of pay, are social work, nursing, levels 4 or 5 diploma in health and social care area, or a degree in a related subject. So, typical week. A presentation to a local sheltered housing organisation results in immediate interest in Equal Care Co-op from 2 people and watching and waiting interest from others. You have a one-to-one with each of the 2, introducing them to the platform and service. You get routed several expressions of interest from the website, coming from people who want to know more and get a call from you before signing up. You make 5 calls in the day, explain more about the service and listen to people. One person is able to register online with you on the phone to them. You make 3 follow-up face-to-face appointments with people who don't want to go online and want to speak directly to you first about their support. One person signs up for a trial support session during the face-to-face appointment, and the other 2 need you to help out with their social care budgets. You write a couple of letters to their social workers as part of your visit, which helps move their local authority care assessment along. Some days you're in the office, other days you're out and about. Your phone rings a few times a day with new inquiries. You talk to people about the service. Some are okay with then moving on to sign up independently, but most want a face-to-face chat where you go out and either do a more detailed introduction of Equal Care for them to mull over, or go straight ahead with finding someone suitable to support them. You book a meeting with an independent care worker who's interested in beginning to facilitate matches on an ad hoc basis. You get a call from someone who hasn't been invoiced as they expected. You take it up with the person responsible for this and move it along. You get a call from a care worker you matched a couple of months ago. She's frustrated, doesn't want to stop supporting the person, but is having issues with a family member. You call the family member to talk about this and ask them what you can do to help. The family member agrees to a facilitated meeting with you and the care worker, and you use your problem solving and listening skills to help bring things to an outcome everyone can agree to. And that's it for the role description. Really hope to see your application soon. Thank you.